Proclamation number 8206, dated the July 4th, 1962. Purpose of harsh strokes of fate, bond with God. Regardless of how your earthly life turns out, you should always remember that in my plan of eternity everything is intended such that it will benefit your soul, and that none of my living creations are left to their own devices, but that Roman 1, in my wisdom, realized what is best for every individual person. Were you able to achieve the firm belief that I myself stand behind every event with my will or my permission, nothing would hardly ever frighten you again. For my love knows how to arrange everything such that it is good for you. Although you will not always be able to recognize my love, it nevertheless steadfastly belongs to you and will never let go of you either. But my wisdom also recognizes the spiritual hardship you humans live in and the fact that you will invariably strive towards the abyss if I don't intervene in order to first deal with the spiritual hardship, so that the earthly adversities can diminish, which are only the consequences of the spiritual hardship. It is particularly dire for those people who possess no faith whatsoever in a God and Creator who also created them as a product of His never-ending strength of love. Only harsh strokes of fate, which they have no control of avoiding, can change especially those people's way of thinking, by having to recognize a power above them whose will also controls their life on earth. It is my constant endeavor to convince these people of this and to motivate them to subordinate themselves to this power, to acknowledge and communicate with it. For only that which remains inexplicable to them in an earthly way can make them change their thinking. And so many things, which are described as harsh strokes of fate and which barely infer the love of a God and Creator, happen in the world for the sake of these disbelieving people. And yet, it is love, they are means which still promise success, even if only a few will find their way to me, to faith in a God to whom they must surrender and who only expects your acknowledgement in order to then exert further influence on the human beings in a life, who causes them to subsequently live their life on earth according to His will and to attain the final goal, the bond with me, their God and Creator of eternity. Only when a person has found faith in me as a being full of love, wisdom and might, will he look for this bond with me, which then will grant him bright enlightenment about his task on earth. And only when he tries to comply with my will and pays attention to my divine commandments of love will this light begin to shine in him and reveal great knowledge to him, then he will live his life consciously in order to reach his goal. He would indeed be able to gain this faith in me without difficult destined burdens if he could bring himself to live a life of love of his own accord. If he could rise above his selfish love and change it to selfless neighborly love, then he would have established the bond with me from his side and he would find it easy to believe in me, his eternal God and Father. Then he would not go astray anymore because his bond with me through love would protect him from the fall into the abyss. Love and faith are essential to reach the final goal, the liberation from the physical form. And I will always direct all events in the world such that they will be able to yield spiritual success for that person who has not entirely been taken in by my adversary and still exhibits the unbroken resistance towards me, for I force no one to succumb to me in my will, but I will always help him to recognize me myself, even if this requires harsh strokes of fate, which then will only ever be based on my love. However, the human being must make his own free decision in earthly life, and he will also always gently be urged from within to take the right path, the path of love. Yet as long as he ignores this inner urging, he forces me to employ methods which can lead to faith in a God and Creator who is love, wisdom and might within himself. Then he will be saved for time and eternity, for a belief in me also signifies acknowledgement of me myself, whom he once refused to acknowledge and thereby became enslaved by my adversary, the Prince of Darkness, who will indeed control him until he acknowledges me. Then he will be able to resist my adversary, to detach himself from him and to return and remain with me for all eternity. Amen.